Canto 3, Chapter 21, Text 52 to 54. Translation. This is conversation between Manu and Kardama. If you did not mount your victorious jeweled chariot, whose mere presence threatens culprits, if you did not produce fierce sounds by the twanging of your bow, and if you did not roam about the world like the brilliant sun, leading a huge army whose trampling feet caused the globe of the earth to tremble, then all the moral laws of governing the varnas and ashrams created by the Lord himself would be broken by the rogues and rascals. Purport. It is the duty of a responsible king to protect the social and spiritual orders in human society. The spiritual orders are divided into four ashrams: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. And the social orders, according to work and qualification, are made up of the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas, and the shudras. These social orders, according to the different grades of work and qualification, are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, for want of proper protection by responsible kings, the system of social and spiritual orders has now become a hereditary caste system. But this is not the actual system. Human society means that society which is making progress towards spiritual realization. The most advanced human society was known as Arya. Arya refers to those who are advancing. So the question is, which society is advancing? Advancement does not mean creating material, quote-unquote, necessities unnecessarily, and thus wasting human energy and aggravation over so-called material comforts. Real advancement is advancement towards spiritual realization, and the community which acted towards this end was known as the Aryan civilization. The intelligent men, the brahmanas, as exemplified by Kardama Muni, were engaged in advancing the spiritual cause. And kshatriyas like Emperor Swayambhuva used to rule the country and ensure that all facilities for spiritual realization were nicely provided. It is the duty of the king to travel all over the country and see that everything is in order. Indian civilization on the basis of the four varnas and ashramas deteriorated because of her dependency upon foreigners, or those who did not follow the civilization of varnashrama. Thus the varnashram system has now been degraded into the caste system. The institution of four varnas and four ashrams is confirmed herewith to be Bhagavad Rachita, which means designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, this is also confirmed, Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam. The Lord says that the institution of four varnas and four ashrams, quote unquote, is created by me. Anything created by the Lord cannot be closed or covered. The divisions of varnas and ashrams will continue to exist, either in their original form or in their degraded form. But because they are created by the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be extinguished. They are like the sun, the creation of God, and therefore will remain. Either covered by clouds or in a clear sky, the sun will continue to exist. Similarly, when the Varnashram system becomes degraded, it appears as a hereditary caste system. But in every society, there is an intelligent class of men, a martial class, a mercantile class, and a laborer class. When they are regulated for cooperation amongst communities according to the Vedic principles, then there is peace and spiritual advancement. But when there is hatred and malpractice and mutual distrust in the caste system, the whole system becomes degraded. And as stated herein, it creates a deplorable state. At the present moment, the entire world is in this deplorable condition because of giving rights to so many interests. This is due to the degradation of the four castes of varnas and ashrams. So the point Prabhupada is giving here is that the Vedic system is created by Krishna. And because of that, it will always exist. But now whether it's in its natural state or whether it's in its degraded state, but it won't go away. Because even now, if we talk about demographics, we will have, you know, it's understood there is an intellectual class, there is an administrative class, there is a business class, and there is the labor class. It's not that there's more than that. There's subdivisions within this, but it still remains. The difficulty is that the scientific element has been lost. That previously is that because someone is an intellectual, they did certain things. So they had certain obligations and certain rights. Same with the administrator, same with the business, same with the arts. But what happens is then this all gets mixed up. And as Prabhupada says, due to the, at the present, because of giving, is in the entire world is in this deplorable state. Because of giving rights to so many interests, right? So rights is not a problem, but the problem is along with rights comes obligation. If there's no obligation with the right, it's not balanced. So people are demanding rights, but they're not saying, okay, I want this right, now what's my obligation to go with this? People just want rights and not worry about obligations. You know, but we see is that when the people are demanding their rights, what is it based on? The government's obligation, right? So authority is obligated and everybody else has rights. So in one sense you could say it's a balance because there is rights and obligations, but the problem is there's no control because the person who has rights has to have obligation. And the person who has obligation has rights. So therefore we see is that things like, let's say, education, which is brahminical, which is supposed to be there for everybody, that's a natural because the whole system is based on knowledge, then becomes a source for business. Right? Medicine, which is something everybody requires, becomes big business. And think, other than, I think, weaponry, then medicine is the biggest business in the world. Right? Does that make sense? So something that should be easily available, and then you complicate it, then you have to have insurance, otherwise you can't even get medicine. Does that make sense? So the whole system becomes mixed because persons who should work in one area, business means you sell things people require, right? You know, clothes, food, these kind of things at reasonable rates. It's not how much are they willing to pay, it's how much should they be paying. Does that make sense? Previously it was, you know, you had something and after everything, then you marked it up 20%. That was standard. Now the concept is how much are they willing to pay. So, like that, then things are way out of proportion. So then the difficulty comes is that here is that if the governance is not seeing or controlling the environment, then we see it just goes into the state where everybody's worried about their rights. Why would they be worried about their rights? Because they're not protected. So if you're not taken care of, then your whole thing is about then how to take care of myself. Which is fair enough. So it's not the people's fault that it goes in that direction. It's just the governance has to see that it's about protecting the people. Then taxes, everything else, control. That's natural. But the control is there. It's for generating spiritual consciousness. To see that everybody is able to improve their life. And one may say, but this will be very aggressive. But if one looks at history, one would find that's not the case. Because the whole world was looking to go to India to make some money. Why? Because they had opulence. Why? Because they were God conscious. So everyone performed their duties well. It was the most opulent place. People don't like to talk about it because then Europe isn't the center of, you know, the universe. But what to do? You know. So yeah. So this balance is important. Now, the system works because one sees what it's for. the intellectual class mean it's about knowledge, it's about education. Right? And then those things that go with it. Because if you're going to perform an activity, you have to have knowledge. If that knowledge is there, then your action will be correct. Right? Because you're going to choose from the field of activities. Right? The senses will bring in information. The mind will pick from all that information something that's prominent, that is important to it. Right? Then, based on that, then you'll apply the intelligence and then see what can be done with that particular thing that you've chosen. So that's called reasoning. Then, having found so many options, then one will choose one of them. So we see as the mind is deciding what you'll actually consider, and it's also the one that decides what you're going to act upon. The intelligence just makes options. Right? And so then, that's the difficulty, is we say we're a very intelligent society, but the society is only as intelligent as the improvement of the mind. So you can have very intelligent people, and they will make very bad decisions. Because ultimately, the intelligence does not make the decision, the mind does. So if the mind's not improved, you do not get good decisions. You just find very intelligent ways to do not very nice things. So that's the whole point, is if the environment is supercharged with the spiritual atmosphere, then the mind becomes purified. The purified mind picks better choices from amongst what's available in, that is, information coming in from the senses. Right? And the improved mind will base it, therefore, the decision on what is actual knowledge. Right? Rather than knowledge means sensual knowledge, knowledge should mean transcendental. Right? Sensual can support. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the whole point is if the governance doesn't see to the proper environment, then the mind becomes degraded. And when the mind becomes degraded, the whole system just falls apart. So then people get fixed in their positions. Because in the Vedic system, no one's fixed. It's according to what you actually do. And the social order is according to work and qualification. What work you're interested in and what qualification you have to do it. Right? Just like, interesting is that it means you have the work, let's say, take for example, like music, and then you have the qualification. So I've seen, and I remember seeing one small band of classical Indian music. And they would, like, you know, perform for like weddings and things like that. So they would sit there for hours. It's not like they're doing a performance, they're just creating atmosphere. So they sit in a nice place, and then they just start music. And then all the guests come, all the different things are happening, all they do is play music the whole time. Right? So now, in that means you're sitting for hours. So to be able to do that and absorb yourself, that means you have to be a musician. Right? So that is your work. But now in that, you had the main instrument players and like this, but you had this one guy, he would sit there and he would play the drone. And it was this little thing that looked like a very small harmonium that had no keys on it. So all he does is pump that. That's his skill. He can pump that. But he's a musician because he can pump that for hours. Because it's music. Someone who it wasn't their work could not do that. So it is his work, but his qualification is he can only do that. You understand? So therefore, guna and karma, it's a matter of what area you can work in. It's not fixed. Someone's born in a particular family, generally by association, you take on those qualities. But it's not that that's where you have to be. It's just the general case. Does that make sense? You know, like it's very common, let's say if the parents are doctors, the child will be a doctor. But occasionally you have that he doesn't. He does something else. Right? It's not fixed. So the Vedic system is the same. But now for your lower levels, the artists and laborers, then it's not so much a matter of it being fixed, you know, where the chimney sweeps of Westminster, and so it's a very distinguished, not, you know, like the guys next door, and you know, who has at Kensington, you know, like that, you know, we're just so much more superior. And so it's, you don't have it so much on that level. But when you get into the intellectual, the administrative, even the business, then the problem comes up is that if they're not qualified, they still want the position. And because people are less qualified, they do look at things from the bodily platform. Then they basically agree to the concept that you're born in the family, therefore you are that. Right? That's what happens. So you're born in a Brahmin family, therefore you are a Brahmin family. But we see is that doesn't make sense, because you're born in a, you know, family of lawyers. Does that make you a lawyer? You know, not necessarily. It's a good chance no. Right? Or even if you have the potential, it doesn't mean you are until you're trained. You may be clever, you may be sharp, you may be focused. You know, but it doesn't mean, you know, how you say, clever, focused, and people don't like you. Excuse me, I had to throw that one in. So then you could become trained to become a lawyer. But it doesn't mean you automatically are. So that's the thing, is then the caste system means it gets fixed. But we see is that it's very nicely, the academics like to put it, that, you know, the Vedic system is back because of this caste system. But Prabhupada points out the caste system only came up because the government, which was not Vedic, was in prominence. So a non-Vedic government was managing the Vedic system, then the standards dropped, then this materialistic concept came up. So it's not the problem in the system. It's the problem that if you don't have proper governance, then it won't work. So that's the thing. There must be head. Okay. So here Prabhupada points out, advancement is not by creating the quote-unquote necessities. You have to remember, do we have to advertise air? No. Why not? Everybody needs it. Right? Probably the maximum volume of things ingested or used in a day all over the planet is probably air. Right? But we need it. You don't talk water a little bit. It's not a big, you know, there's not flashy ads. They probably didn't cost much to put together. You know, some geek in his computer and it's done. Right? Like that. You know, that's how you say carrots or potatoes. You understand? Bread. But now, what is advertised? Advertises things that supposedly you need, but you actually don't. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Fiat 500 will get you from here to anywhere you want in the city, but you have to advertise something else. You know, a horse would get you from here to anywhere else in the city. Does that make sense? So the whole point is that if it's advertised, it means you don't need it. Because if you needed it, you wouldn't need to advertise it. Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing, is you have a whole economic culture that's based on things you don't need. And therefore, then, the advertisement, all the other things like that, therefore the fashion. Do potatoes go in and out of fashion? Right? You ever heard an Irishman, you know, oh, that's so last year, you know, you're eating potatoes? Oh, my God. You know, like that? Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing, is necessity always maintains. What you don't need is what is coming and going. Right? Because otherwise, if it's in fashion and then it's out of fashion, right? If it's out of fashion, means you don't actually require it. But if it's in fashion, it's so much, and if you don't have it, it's just, you know, it's such a problem. You catch? So it's a trick. It's just an economic trick. That's the thing. That's the way the next verse mentions. If you give up all thoughts of the world situation, means the government's not worried about the actual world situation, unrighteousness would flourish. For men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. Means how is unrighteousness flourishing? Because men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. Such miscreants would attack and the world would perish. Right? So it's very clear what's the process. Governance is not strong, then those who only care about money come up. Right? Does that make sense? So how does the modern economic system come into play? It's because you get rid of the power of government. Does that make sense? You just look at history. I'm just talking history. You bring down a strong government, then you can introduce unrestrained economics. Does that make sense? So what's the difference? What's the difference between the serf, here in jolly old England, covered from head to foot in cow dung, and his deplorable situation and the present day situation? Okay, there's no cow dung. But what's the difference? The taxes, the this, the that, the whole situation. Is it some actually better? We'll say it's better. And why shouldn't we say it's better? Because if it's not better, we'd feel bad. And if we feel bad, we'll become depressed. And if we're depressed, then we don't do anything. Except for the local pub, of course, he will, increase his business. But otherwise, then, you see, you understand? In other words, there is no better situation. That makes sense. Basically, there's no war. The experience is the same. So what's being pointed out here by Kardama is that because there is this proper administrative situation, then everything goes right. So that means it comes from the top. It has to be based on the knowledge of the scriptures. Wasn't there a clock there yesterday? It's over that side. That was a different wall. Okay. So, then based on that knowledge, then standards are set, and then people have to follow those standards. Then within that, then you make your livelihood. You know what I'm saying? Because anyway, there's going to be rules. It's just a matter of if you're used to the rules, then you say they're fine. You don't like the rules, you say they're restrictive. Like, where can you park your car in this city? Very few places. Right? So, isn't that restrictive? But people just say, oh, no parking or this or that. Because you can become conditioned by it. Does that make sense? Guaranteed, before when they had horses, there was no problem for parking. Right? Like that. Okay, so then, Prabhupada's end point is here, is then when society is regulated for the purpose of spiritual development, then automatically the material will be of an improved standard. Then everything works very nicely. But if it's not, then it won't be. So you have to start with the proper knowledge. You have to start with the proper standards. Then everything else will function. Otherwise, then you're not going to get, then you're going to get, as here probably says, deplorable or dysfunctional society. That, okay. Because this is a very big topic. Then any questions?